Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code ODYSSEY. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, Odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
Let's go ahead and preview this one that Ryan needs all the time. We actually wasted too much time because, Ryan, 49ers and Packers, this is the game that's going down. If you're Matt LaFleur, which you are, what is your game plan for this this matchup at home? You got the first round by 5.5 as the spread, the total 47.5. Will Jimmy G play? We don't know. Dealing with the shoulder. Also, you already know the hand is messed up a little bit here and there. And then, you know, on your side, Bakhtiari didn't practice today, but he's supposed to be coming back. Some just question marks all over the place. Is it just LaFleur playing a little mind game with his opposition, or is something really going down? Look no further than Ryan Horvath, a.k.a. Matt LaFleur Jr.
Yeah, LaFleur the Packers whisperer. Gives you nothing. He's not going to give you any information. Jair practiced today. Zadarius practiced today. They're both going to play. I think with Jair, they're a little worried to bring him back because it was an AC joint shoulder injury. So there's some fear, especially when you are a defensive back, making that first tackle. And there's really no way to replicate that at practice because right now they're not doing hitting drills. You don't want to get anybody injured before the playoffs. So it's tough to figure out if he's ready or if Zadarius is ready after back surgery until they actually get out there and there's live game action. But I guarantee both of those guys play. And then with Bakhtiari, I know he didn't practice today, but he played against Detroit, man, in a meaningless Week 18 game, played two series. You know, there's probably some soreness, you know, probably trying to get him back into game shape. I would be shocked if he's not out there, you know, with Aaron Rodgers on Saturday night. The things that scare me about San Francisco, the same things that scared me about San Francisco 2 years ago in the NFC title game, even though it's a different team, they're still able to run the ball. Debo Samuel is awesome. He could play anywhere on the field. And George Kittle's been really quiet. And I feel like they're saving George Kittle for this Saturday night because Kyle Juszczyk was running the same George Kittle routes and had more targets than Kittle. They were using him more as a blocker. So
Juszczyk looked great. I was wishing I had his prop instead of Kittle's.
Yeah, man. And then you have Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan. Like, Kyle Shanahan has 10 wins without Jimmy G as a starting quarterback, but on the road as dogs, they're 10-3 together against the number. But betting against Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field is just, I think, a dumb move. Like, he's at home. He's 69-37 in his career. That's 65% of the time he covers the spread. He's 7-1 against the number this year. And coming off the bye at home for his career, 12-5-1 against the spread. So I'm going to play the Packers. I think they've been the best team in the league since week two, and they're just getting every, like, no team has ever went into the playoffs, into a playoff game, getting this many all pros back. You know, Jair, we didn't even bring up Randall Cobb's coming back. And I think he's going to have a nice game as well. So I think the key for the Packers on the offensive side of the ball, use A.J. Dillon, man. You drafted him in the second round for a reason. This is an A.J. Dillon game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy at kickoff. 15 to 20 touches for him. And also, you've been saving Aaron Jones, so now's the time to get him touches as well. Use him, split him out, and yeah, get creative with the play calling because that's going to be the thing to look out for. Shanahan, LaFleur, student teacher, they both know each other so well. So what's going to be the wrinkle? Scares me that they played already in the regular season. Packers won that game by 2 points, so they wouldn't have covered in that one. So I'm taking Green Bay, but I don't feel great about it. I'm really nervous. I probably won't sleep for a week. What say you guys?
Well, I want to ask you this. I'm looking at the total in this game, 47.5. So the first thing I think about it, like when I think of Green Bay in the total, like I maybe AB is like worn off on me, but I like to take unders. Like, and yeah. I try to target that, especially I'm looking at Green Bay at home, cold, San Fran's traveling over there. They're going to have to play in that weather, Lambeau, primetime, 8:15. But then I look at like a Packers team where I know they're a great football team. I know they can orchestrate probably some of the best football that I've seen in my lifetime. But a week off for any team that's gotten that first round bye, do you imagine them coming out a little bit rusty or at any point in time where they're going to be just clicking on all cylinders, like, or
that's
firing on all
me.
Cylinders? Like, I want to take the under. Because also I think their defense is good enough to maybe slow down the 49ers team, especially if Jimmy G doesn't play in that game or if we see more Trey Lance than we were anticipating. I don't think that number is going to hang around 47.5, especially while we move closer to this game and get some more injury news. What would you do with that total?
Yeah, with the total, man, I don't really know what to do with that one. I could see it going under, but then I would like both unders on that day. I'm going to stay away from it if I had to play it. I don't know, though, because the thing is that nobody could hit the explosive play like San Francisco, and especially against this Green Bay defense where, like, their weakness is San Francisco's strength. Hate to say that, but it's running the football, and it's defending the tight end. You know, they don't really have a cover linebacker that could do so. It's going to be interesting also to see, like, what their coverage looks like, because now when you bring Jair back, they've been really good in the secondary without Jair. Yeah. So now does Eric Stokes become cornerback number two? Is Douglas cornerback number two? I hope Preston Smith's not in coverage against George Kittle. I'll probably stay away. I'd probably lean, I guess, the under in this one, maybe.
Let me ask you this, though. Don't you feel like totally different matchup, but sort of similar in the sense of everybody all week last week was talking about Buffalo Bills, Patriots, under, right? Except for us, right?
Yeah.
No wind, and it's cold. Like, you can move the ball. And if Jimmy G's, I know Jimmy G's shoulder joint is now out of whack, but if Jimmy G ends up getting shot up with something,
right.
Like, Jimmy G can throw the ball now, and you know Aaron Rodgers is going to want to air it out. He's not going to just only want to give the ball to A.J. Dillon and to Aaron Jones. Like, he's going to do what Aaron Rodgers does.
Oh, yeah, he's throwing it 32 times.
He's throwing to Devontae now, and he's going to throw to Randall Cobb now. And to me, the number, what, is 46?
47.5.
So it's moved up a little bit, but, like, I don't know. I worry about that total.
I think we just stay away from the total. I'm playing the Packers. I know that the Niners are going to be a popular pick, especially at +6, which I feel like is just daring you to take the Niners, right? They've been the hottest team in the league. It's pretty much been playoff mode. And you have Aaron Rodgers 0-3 against San Francisco in his career. But here's the thing. Like, this is Rodgers' legacy, I feel like, is also kind of on the line in this one because, you know, San Francisco passes on him years back, doesn't make him the number one overall pick. They go with Alex Smith. And then they interview him, and they're like, you know, how disappointed are you? Well, not as disappointed as they're going to be. And he's 0-3 against them in the playoffs, and he's coming off an MVP season. I feel like this is his last best chance to win a Super Bowl. Probably not, because, like, he could come back next year and they'll be fine. But, I mean, what are you doing with Devontae? He wants to be the highest-paid receiver in the league. He doesn't want to be franchise-tagged. So you have to kind of make some financial decisions, and Rodgers has to get paid. You know, you're probably going to have to throw him some money as well. So I feel like, you know, it's kind of now or never for them. And this is their best chance. Like, this is their best team. And I'm not saying that as a homer. Like, this is their best team probably in the last 10 years, since the year they lost to Seattle in that NFC title game. So I'd be shocked if they lost. But that spread, man, 6, I was actually kind of shocked. I thought like 3.5, 4.
I thought the same thing, too. I took Green Bay to cover the spread. My biggest bet of the week, probably my biggest bet of the postseason. Other than the Rams, I doubled back and took them.
I like them.
20.5.
Yeah,
like,
I think
a lot of
what we're both basically hoping and thinking about is the Trey Lance experiment in the middle of the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, how healthy can Jimmy G really be? His thumb is basically torn off of his hand. He's getting shot up and only that finger, so that the rest of the hand can, like, feel it. Now his shoulder's going to have same thing. Throwing shoulder is going to have to get shot up with something. Like, at a certain point, like, what can Jimmy G go through? Like, how can he continue to ball?
And also, his shoulder with a quarterback, like, just Baker Mayfield nightmares.
Exactly.
You know?
And also, I mean,
and that was Baker Mayfield's non-throwing shoulder.
Right.
And Baker Mayfield also sucks. I will say, this is probably the best number we're going to see. Like, this is the best number we're
going
to see
down
for the Green Bay Packers. There's no way this goes down unless,
yeah,
like, what, Aaron Rodgers, like, does it make it to the game on set? Like, I don't understand how this number moves the other way. So if you get a 5.5 right now, it's heavily juiced -115. So it's already teetering to that 6 range that you're going to see probably by tomorrow. So, I mean, I think the Packers are just the better team from top to bottom. They're the healthier team. Of course, they're at home. And then I look at this. I look at Aaron Rodgers and I say, the reason why I'm concerned about the under is what is stopping Green Bay in this offense for just running up the score, like trying to really assert some dominance in their first playoff game? If this is certainly the year in which they're going to go all the way, Like, I think Aaron Rodgers would feel great for his first playoff game to go out there and just completely embarrass the San Francisco team that also is very gettable on both sides.
Let me ask you this, Ryan. How do you feel about, like, if Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, and Eric Armstead all play, how much pressure they can get on the quarterback? Like, do you think that's meaningful?
Oh, yeah. I think that's really concerning. I mean, Nick Bosa's awesome. And then I've been saying for the last 4 years, and Aaron Rodgers always says it too, I don't understand why Fred Warner doesn't get more respect. He's one of the best linebackers in the league.
I'm glad it was only a sprained ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, I want – and I'm going to be honest, like – I want to win, but I want everybody out there. I don't want any excuses. I want everybody out there.
No asterisks here.
I don't. You know what?
Everybody says that.
LaFleur and Shanahan, they were best friends. Now they can't stand each other because he tried to steal away Rodgers. I bet you he tries to stick it to him, or vice versa. I'd probably play the over.
Ryan started off on the under.
Too.
Now we're at the over.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
I know one thing. I'm on Green Bay this weekend, but we're going to preview this game, of course, some more times throughout the week as things change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.